What, do you know what your mother's father did for a living?
He works for TVA. He's, oh yeah, Boilermaker, I believe.
Your grandmother a housewife?
No, well, she was. She didn't go back to college until, like, mother was married and I was born, and she's a librarian now.
Oh, really? In high school. Well, you went to high school, and your grandmother was your librarian?
Yes. Well, she was really elementary librarian until this year, and now she's high school librarian, and I graduated, so I didn't know.
So you missed her.
Yeah. I went to see her, though.
That would have been neat.
Yeah. It was good having a grandmother, you know, in case I forgot my name or something.
Gosh! Do your father's parents live around you, too?
No. My grandfather died when I was five, but my grandmother on my daddy's side lives in Birmingham.
She's the only one living, your father's mother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she lives in Birmingham.
Right. But it's just like about an hour and a half away. We, you know, go to Birmingham a lot.
Right.
It's not hard to go see her.
Did she go to college, do you know?
No, she didn't.
Went through high school?
Mm-hmm.
All the way through?
Mm-hmm.
What did she do for a living?
She didn't work until my grandfather died. And then she went back and she, they say she was not a unit clerk, really. She works for St. Vincent's Hospital, and she did unit clerk, and she was assistant to a nurse and did some work like that, you know, that she didn't have to go back and get additional education for.
Can you tell me, okay, how big is Rainsville?
I think the population is like between 7 and 10,000.
Do you sort of know everybody and everybody knows you?
Yeah, everybody knows everybody, and everybody's getting to everybody, too. Yeah.
Do you have many other relatives in Rainsville besides your immediate family?
Not really, not as much so with most of the people there. I mean, everybody's getting to everybody,
right.
It seems like. But most of mine, I have a relatively small family. Like, my mother just has one brother, and so I don't have as many as the majority of the people that live in Rainsville.
How many brothers? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm. I have a younger brother and a younger sister.
How old are they?
My sister is 16 and my brother is 10.
Do you like living there?
In Rainsville? Oh, yeah. It has its advantages and disadvantages.
Like what?
Well, I guess one of the disadvantages might be it being such a small town and everybody does know everybody, and that can not be, you know, really good sometimes. It's good. I'm glad I got to get away. I didn't want to be the junior college, like, really close by, and I didn't want to stay home. A lot, most of my friends and the ones that graduated with me from high school stayed and went to junior college, but I wanted, you know, I wanted to learn more about different places, and so I wanted to come somewhere else as good besides Dan.
It looks like Crystal Lane, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Had you ever been to Atlanta before you decided to come here?
Yes, well, I had been like Six Flags, and I had seen a little of Atlanta, but I hadn't visited the city before.
What made you decide Emory over all the others?
Well, I had, you know, originally planned, it was a big decision deciding between Alabama and Auburn. That was the two I considered at the beginning of my senior year.
Yeah, I can see that.
And so I had decided on Alabama because I was thinking on pre-law at the time, and Alabama has a law school, and so that was, I guess, one of the main things that interested me in deciding.
So you want to go into law, maybe?
I did.
I'm in psychology now. Okay, you want to major in psychology.
Mm-hmm, yes. And I had been enrolled since like the beginning of my senior year two, Alabama. And then I believe it was in March that my mother came. It was a workshop. And they visited a lot of the campuses in Georgia. And she just fell in love with Emory.
The campus?
Uh-huh. When she came, yeah.
Did she go to Oxford?
Yes, I believe she did.
She did?
Uh-huh.
What did she think of that?
I think she thought it was a real pretty campus. She liked it, too. And, of course, I was considering a four-year college anyway, because I didn't know that would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And she just saw all the things that we had to offer in all the different areas. And she thought that it sounded, you know, like something I'd like. And she was, that's what really encouraged me. And it was just like 2 weeks until the deadline for admission. And so we applied real quick, you know, and I got accepted. And so I decided that, you know, after reading on the material, and she brought home